We are back on the air. We are talking to entrepreneurs, and this is Radio Entrepreneurs. My name is Jeffrey Davis. I'm here with Chris Jarrell, my producer, and Chris is Mr. Everything today. He's got all the jobs. We hope Alex Cooper, who's out with the flu, is back with us soon. Alex needed a day off. It's probably mental health, don't you think?
I think it's all of the above.
All of the above. Our next guest, we won't hold it against him. He didn't come with any product, but it's Matthew Kurtzman from Short Path Distillery. Hi.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, thanks. So I know it's, you know, it's kind of early somewhere to drink, but it's somewhere late to drink also. Tell us about Short Path Distillery.
Sure. So Short Path Distillery, we started, the seed for the distillery started in 2012. And this was a, it started with a, what we call Scotch Night. And we got about, myself and the other two co-founders and about 9 or 10 of other friends, we would get together and we'd each throw down $50 or $60 and we'd chip in to buy some really nice, really expensive bottles of single malt whiskey from Scotland.
Easy to do.
Easy to do, absolutely. And this would allow us the opportunity to try stuff that we would be totally priced out of if we were trying to buy it ourselves.
Right.
And we'd have the opportunity to try some really expensive, very old, very rare scotch. And one of these Scotch nights, we decided that it would be so awesome to try to make it ourselves. And a hobby was born. Hobby turned into a really serious hobby. And that turned into a really, really serious hobby, which then paved the way for business plan, then fundraising, then real estate hunting. And we found a 7,200 square foot space in Everett. This used to be a company called Rubber Right Rollers. And Rubber Right Rollers makes the little rubber rollers that move paper between various areas of a copying machine.
Right.
And they had a fire back in 2013, I believe. They cashed in their insurance policy. They moved to Chelsea and left this building in Everett abandoned. And we came in October of 2014. We fell in love with the space. We signed the lease. It took us 8 months to convert it from the burnt-out rubber factory to what we have today. And we opened up to the public on June 27th, 2015.
And I would assume, based on what you said, that your pioneer product is scotch?
It will be.
It will be.
Yes, yes. So the thing about aged spirits is that they're expensive to make because you have to buy all the equipment.
We're not going to wait 18 years to have the first product.
We are certainly not going to wait 18 years.
Right.
So it's expensive to create scotch at the beginning because you have to buy the equipment, you have to buy the barrels, and then you have to let the product sit in the barrels while you're not making any money. So most distilleries that are bootstrapping the business are going to start out with unaged spirits. And for us, that was gin and white rum.
Right.
So we started with gin and white rum, and then just this past December, we started putting our first batches of whiskey into barrels.
And we're going to have to wait till we try it, right?
Not too long, actually. So aging is a function of two things. One is obviously time, but the second is surface area. So when you put alcohol to age in smaller barrels, the ratio of wood to booze is higher, so it speeds up the aging process. So when we put...
Matures faster.
Exactly. So what right. We're able to do is put the whiskey in 13-gallon barrels and be able to have something that is effectively aged for quite a while in the matter of a couple months.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So I'm wondering how you would, if you know, in selling the product, is there a competitive advantage? What do you think what makes the product special?
For our specific products?
Yeah.
So we have one of our co-founders, Zach Robinson. I went to Northeastern with him, and we met at school. He's a organic chemist by trade. After he graduated with his master's at Northeastern, he went off to go to Novartis, do pharmaceutical research there, and he was there for about a decade, and he basically learned how to do distillation, but instead of making alcohol, he was making medicine. And he decided that the world of pharmaceutical research wasn't his bag, so he decided to leave corporate America and make booze. And one of our differentiating factors is our attention to detail when it comes to the scientific rigor that goes into the creation of our spirits. That paired with our attention to using ingredients that are local or organic as much as possible. And that fusion allows us to create some really excellent combinations of spirits.
So I've heard a gin, I guess American gin, rum, sugar, and organic, and I've heard about the scotch. Any other products along the way?
Yes, we actually have a ton of products that we make. And the beauty of being small is that we have the luxury of being able to experiment with lots of different things. So we have 6 types of gin. We have 3 types of rum. We have 6 types of whiskey. We have 2 types of apple brandy. We have 2 types of triple sec. We have an ouzo. We have a creme de menthe that is...
An ouzo, wow.
Yes, an ouzo. It's really, really good. We style it to be in the Southern Greek tradition. So it's 10% sugar by weight. And then we also use organic licorice root, anise, and star anise. And that's actually the most alcoholic spirit that we make at 45% alcohol by volume.
Oh, I had ouzo in Greece, and it was pretty alcoholic.
Yeah, it's really good. If you love licorice, it's going to be great.
I don't know, but I do know people like their ouzo in Greece when I was there.
Oh, yes.
They would drop whole glasses of ouzo into a beer glass and chug the whole thing down. It was a long time ago. Not me, but then they were dancing.
Sounds like it. Sounds like a good recipe for a good time.
It was a party. How are you distributing the product?
So right now we're self-distributing. So we have 2 sales people who go out to bars, restaurants, liquor stores in the greater
Boston.
Going
direct then.
Yes, direct. We have a farmer's distiller's license, which allows us to be the manufacturer, the wholesaler, and the retailer at the same time. So we load up cases in our Transit Connect, and we go as far north as Salem. Technically, we're as far west as North Adams, and then we're as far south as Quincy.
So Massachusetts.
Yes, just Massachusetts.
And you're selling straight to the retail.
Yep, straight to the liquor store, the bar, restaurant.
Not selling to the distributors.
We are self-distributing.
And how did you make that decision?
It was completely economic. Well, there was economic and there was some brand considerations too. In the distributor model, it's very expensive. There's about a 30% margin hit when you work with a third-party distribution company. Which was the financial economic piece. And then there is the brand piece. And when you work with a third-party distribution company, you're basically relinquishing control of your brand to a third party. So you have less control on how people sell your brand and your business. And as a small distillery, we wanted to be able to control that as long as possible.
Interesting. And how many partners do you have?
There's 3 of us.
All different jobs?
All different jobs.
How do you divide up the business responsibilities?
So it's delineated by, originally it was kind of everyone did a little bit of everything. But now as we've started to grow, we've got 19 people on payroll right now. We've been able to kind of delineate responsibilities based on what makes the most sense in terms of our skill set. So Zach is our master distiller. He's responsible for all of our production. Then Jackson. He manages our bar as well as all of our taxing and financial stuff.
Interesting. What are the long-term goals of the business? I was just looking at your website over my shoulder.
So long-term goals of the business are to continue to innovate, make delicious products, grow our footprint within Massachusetts and outside of Massachusetts, and continue to grow the bar as well. So right now we're only open 4 days a week. Eventually we'll like to be open all the time and be able to serve cocktails.
So you must have had to get a lot of money to get this whole thing going. Are you making money already?
It's an excellent question. We asked 50 of our closest friends and family for $250,000.
Total or each?
Definitely total.
Okay.
If it was each.
Just wanted to clarify the
absolutely,
sentence.
Absolutely, absolutely. So we were able to get everything up and running. So that basically covered our capital expenditure and operating costs for the first year to develop the business. And we're profitable.
Wow. And you're already generating income.
Yeah, for the past 3 quarters.
And you have a lot of investors.
We have a lot of investors.
Right. And a board of directors?
Not really, actually.
So the three of you.
The three of us are making all the calls.
Oh, that's good. So that it really was friends and family.
Yeah.
So you're not getting a lot of interference.
None. So the way that we structured the investments were, instead of equity, it was debt financing. So we gave these friends and family members high interest loans instead of equity. So we have no one calling the shots besides ourselves.
Very smart. Very smart. You know, do you know how people can get hold of your product? Can you tell us?
Sure. So our products are available in about 80 different bars, restaurants, and liquor stores around the greater Boston area. We have a live map where all those locations are on our website, which is shortpathdistillery.com. And then you can also come into the distillery itself. We're open on Thursdays through Sundays, and we have all of the spirits that we have available ready to purchase at the distillery.
In Everett.
In Everett.
Okay, and if someone wants to get hold of you, do you have an email?
Sure. You can reach me at Kurtzman, that's Kurtzman, at shortpathdistillery.com.
That's great. Come back again.
I'd love to.
Bring some product. Maybe you'll come to our Radio Entrepreneurs Cafe, and maybe you can bring some product. You'll put it on the table.
That sounds great. We can share a cocktail.
Yeah, that'd be great. I'd love to do that. We'll put that on Chris's agenda because we're going to keep notes on that. Come back again. Bring product. We want to show it. Thanks a lot.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Remember, remind everybody, this is Radio Entrepreneurs. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with Chris, Gerald, and more stories after these messages.